Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is August 10, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about M&Co shuts down 47 stores. Toros and Visa to launch debit cards with crypto cashbacks. Google Pay, PhonePay, NPCI to launch recurring payments through UPI. Alipay, Chemist Warehouse partner to accept payments from students, visitors in New Zealand. GoPay launches an e-wallet for YouTube subscriptions in Indonesia. The newly launched AnyDay offers on-demand wage pay. American Express expands installment payment offering for its cardholders. Chi Card offers consumer-designed personalization with Ektiari Card. Now let's get started. M&Co shuts down 47 stores. Internet Retailing has reported that 47 M&Co shops are closing with the loss of more than 380 jobs at the high street fashion retailer after its parent company went into a pre-pack administration. M&Co will now operate from 215 shops, and more than 2,200 staff will stay with the business. Most of its 2,600 staff have transferred to the business under TOOP arrangements, but 327 people working in the 47 M&Co shops that closed have been made redundant, as have 54 non-retail staff. The company now trades online and via 215 shops in the UK. The retailer first opened more than 50 years ago as McKay's, a family business with 6 shops. Toros and Visa to launch debit cards with crypto cashbacks. Mexico-based fintech Toros and Visa have struck a partnership aimed to launch a debit card with crypto cashbacks. Through the Toros e-wallet, users convert cryptos into Mexican pesos and those are the funds that serve to complete the transaction with the corresponding merchant. It's not a straightforward process per se, but it is a way of pushing for faster cryptocurrency adoption within a market that's been growing keen on cryptos, says Contexto.com. Toros combined this with an individual partnership with e-commerce payments system Dash, which has been a key partner for Toros in promoting cryptocurrency adoption throughout Mexico. Now through this debit card, it has a better chance to get more people on board with its tokens, the press release said. Google Pay, PhonePay, NPCI to launch recurring payments through UPI. PhonePay and Google Pay have partnered with the National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, to offer recurring payment mandates to their users. According to Money Control, the initiative will enable customers to opt for the auto-debit facility for monthly payments such as electricity bills, mobile phone bills, EMIs, media subscriptions, and insurance premiums through these applications. Therefore, the payment feature will allow recurring payment mandates to be set by a UPI user by just authenticating the transaction through the UPI PIN. Furthermore, although it was reported that PhonePay did not support recurring payments, it was a feature the company was planning to add. However, the companies did not respond for comments, as the product is still in the development process, Money Control stated. Alipay, Chemist Warehouse partner to accept payments from students, visitors in New Zealand. Alipay has partnered with pharmacy and retailer Chemist Warehouse to accept payments from Chinese migrants, students and visitors across its stores in New Zealand. According to Voxy.co.nz, Chinese nationals in New Zealand will be able to pay by using Alipay at Chemist Warehouse's 14 stores around the country, and on Chemist Warehouse's online store, providing many consumers access to their payment method of choice. Moreover, Chemist Warehouse will offer Alipay as a payment method to Chinese visitors and students once borders reopen, as more than 407,000 people were reported to visit New Zealand from China in 2019, with Chinese students also accounting for almost 45% of international students. Furthermore, a study also revealed that 89% of Chinese visitors to Europe are more likely to shop and spend if more merchants accepted mobile platforms such as Alipay, Voxy.co.nz reported. GoPay launches an e-wallet for YouTube subscriptions in Indonesia. GoPay, Gojek's digital wallet and payment solutions platform, has launched its payment option on YouTube Premium and YouTube Music subscriptions in Indonesia. This new collaboration extends GoPay's existing partnership with Google Play, which enables consumers in Indonesia to buy games on the Google Play Store and make in-app purchases via GoPay. GoPay was also the first e-wallet payment option on the Google Play Store in Indonesia, and it aims to continue widening consumer access to payment options in a market with low credit and debit card penetration. Separately, Gojek recently unveiled its first international marketing campaign, as it is set to be introduced in Vietnam and Thailand. The campaign was kick-started with a film titled The Flow, and was built around the concept that Gojek was able to remove everyday frictions from people's lives. The campaign also marked Gojek's milestone of unifying its brands across Singapore, Indonesia, Vietnam, and Thailand. The newly launched Anyday offers on-demand wage pay. Anyday, a vertically integrated provider of end-to-end on-demand wage pay and other financial wellness solutions, has been launched. This enables employees to access their wages whenever they want. Anyday has built its own payments infrastructure, it delivers on-demand pay, and will be able to deliver other financial wellness solutions, such as cashback on purchases, budgeting and savings accounts. Employers want to help employees improve their finances, both to meet the needs of their workforce, and to facilitate their bottom line. Even before COVID-19 struck, more than 70% of Americans were living paycheck to paycheck. A Harvard Kennedy School study has found that the provision of financial wellness services such as on-demand pay of accrued wages benefits not only employees, but also employers through lower recruiting costs, greater retention, and enhanced employee productivity. American Express expands installment payment offering for its cardholders. American Express has rolled out new offerings for its cardholders, providing them with more payment options, as it expands its Pay It Planet program to the U.S. According to IBS Intelligence, thanks to the new features, cardholders are enabled to create monthly payment plans with a fixed fee and no interest, carry a monthly balance with interest, or pay their bill in full. Moreover, with the Pay It Planet and Pay Over Time features, American Express Green, Gold, and Platinum cards members are given access to more ways to pay for purchases, both big and small, all accessible from the American Express mobile app. Additionally, cardholders are offered rewards and new offers, while benefiting from the following capabilities. Pay It helps to tap the Amex mobile app to pay for small purchase amounts, under US$100, throughout the month. Plan It helps to split up larger purchases of US$100 or more into equal monthly payments with a fixed fee and no interest. Card members do not have to apply for a plan. They can click on an eligible purchase in the American Express mobile app, or on their online account at AmericanExpress.com, and choose to plan it. Chi Card offers consumer-designed personalization with Ektiari Card. Iraq-based electronic payment solution Chi Card has announced enabling consumers to personalize the appearance of their prepaid MasterCard with Ektiari Card. According to the press release, Ektiari Card offers the same safety and security features of MasterCard Chi Card, including 3DS. Therefore, Ektiari's features include: consumers holding the new Ektiari card may refill cards from any of the 17,000 point-of-sale kiosks available throughout the country, or at their nearest bank branch. Money transfers may be executed with Chi cards in-app money transfer service. Ektiari cardholders enjoy the same secure purchasing power from thousands of vendors both online and in-store. Moreover, to customize the new Ektiari card, consumers will be prompted to upload a preferred photo to their portal or select a stock photo from the Ektiari photo gallery. Consumers will then follow the same process established for securing a MasterCard Chi card. Qi Card is an electronic payment solution and employs biometric identity as the cardholder verification method. To date, ISC has an ecosystem of 17,000 POS and more than 6,000 merchants using the Qi scheme to provide instant merchant-funded installment and other commercial activities. ISC issues and acquires payment cards on behalf of 14 affiliated banks in Iraq. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.